Welcome back to Louisville Slugger Field here in Louisville, Kentucky. It's Jeff Hemback with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Tonight the Sounds continue their series with the bats, and we're joined by Sounds pitching coach Jeremy Accardo. Jeremy, yesterday felt big to get Robert Gasser back and to see the way he pitched, especially coming at a time where the Brewers are needing a lot of your guys. How big did yesterday feel, in your opinion, with seeing Robert back on the mound?
I mean, I think our entire team felt the weight of just losing guys here and there, which is always a good thing, right? You want those guys to go up and get their opportunities. But at the same time, to get an arm back like Gas, who was so close to breaking with us and then just had that little hiccup that cost him a few weeks, just to see him back out there getting strikeouts for us again is very valuable. And to have a pitcher go into the fifth when he was only supposed to go four is even better.
I was going to ask what you liked the most. It looked like mid-season Gasser. What did you think?
I think the velo's in a good spot. His mound presence is impressive. Just in the last 2 years of him growing up and maturing on the slope has been very impressive. There was zero nerves. He was excited to pitch, pumped about it, wanted the ball more. So he's in a very good spot, and I'm sure he's going to help us until he goes and helps somebody else.
You know, you talk about him going up potentially. Tobias Myers did, and at his major league debut on Tuesday, gives up a home run to his first batter to some guy named McCutchen, and then settles in and pitched great. What did you like most about the way it looked like he handled things up there?
First and foremost, I'm just proud. Like, that's one of the best parts about this job is helping somebody accomplish their dream. And just to watch the joy and success of them once they get there and do that. We've seen it here with him this year. He was excited to get here with us, but he handles things very well. He knows how good he is. And when you give a player the freedom that we have, like, you be you and go be just take it to another level. Like, it's fun watching him, and to watch him go up there and do the exact same thing against a big league lineup with his parents there watching. It's fun, and it's why we do it.
There's one thing, among others probably, that Gasser and Myers seem to have in common, in my opinion. I'm curious, you being the actual pitching coach, if you agree. They both can get guys out repeatedly in the zone. They don't have to fool you with a pitch that started as a strike and ended up as a ball. They just give you their best, and a lot of times it's good enough. Do you feel that way about those two?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's our job as coaches, is to make them confident enough in their stuff where they go try to pound the zone with as many things. And we tell Tobias and Gasser, see how many swings and misses you can get in the middle of the plate, because your little misses are going to be edge, and then everything plays instead of giving guys better counts because we're missing big. Mm-hmm. Both those guys have bought into it very well, and to their benefit, they have to go out there and do it. Yeah. We guide them all we can, and we just make sure they're in good spirits and confident about themselves and their abilities and how good their stuff is, and then we just let them go. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's what I told Gas. Like, I'm not going to tell you anything today. Like, I'm just excited to watch you, you know? And sometimes that gives them all the freedom and confidence that they need to go out there and succeed.
What are you seeing right now from Aaron Ashby? And what are those conversations like, where everybody knows the stuff is there and it just feels like he's still trying to find it?
I mean, he's coming off of a pretty major injury. And we always fail to remember that some guys, it takes a long time to get back from these things, and everybody does it at their own pace. The work ethic and his just being a good teammate to everybody around him is contagious, and it helps everybody. There's no doubt in our mind or my mind that he's going to be back to his 100% self and the way he pitched last year or 2 years ago, and there's just no doubt he's going to help the major league team mm-hmm. win a lot of games. And sometimes we get really, really forceful with stuff instead of just like, hey, let's just have a win every day.
Yeah.
We don't need to be back to the original self. Let's just win every day and get better and better and better. And because you got 10 more years of your career, we're not talking about next week, you know. Like, so it's always hard to look at it in that, like, that big helicopter view when you're right down in there in the cockpit. But it's, he's an impressive individual. He's fun to be around. And I'm excited where he's heading.
You've got so many relievers off to a great start. We don't have time to talk about all of them individually. As a group, what are they doing as a collective where it seems like everybody is off to a start that they would like?
I think that they're pulling for each other. That's one of the things that we try to do, McGuff and I and Sweetie and Buffy and everybody that's here, Ned. Like, we try to have an environment where people are having fun. We've had multiple people in our pen and in our rotation tell us, like, I'm having fun again. Mm-hmm. And when you're having fun and enjoying and you enjoy going to the ballpark, it's fun. Like, hey, we got your back. You guys go out there. We're going to put you in situations to succeed. And everything will start going your way, and then that snowball starts mm-hmm. rolling and down the right hill instead of the wrong hill. So we try to put them in a good environment where they can be themselves, because they're obviously good enough or they wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. So now believe it. Now go do it.
Appreciate you as always, man. We'll do it again down the road.
I appreciate you.
All right, Sounds pitching coach Jeremy Accardo. This has been Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.